Welcome to NFP for Life with Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
You need to be able to educate yourself to understand what the Catholic Church teaches.
We need to understand our gifts and our abilities, and it's really about fertility awareness and responsible parenthood.
Dr. Ruppersberger is a board-certified OBGYN with an NFP-only practice in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. He and his wife, Betty, are both certified natural family planning instructors for the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia.
God so wanted us to know the meaning and purpose of existence that he built it right into us.
A chaste lifestyle means joy and freedom.
If we promote it and promote it effectively, we will change the way people think about natural family planning.
It's a new journey in our faith.
And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to our program, NFP for Life. I'm Dr. Les Ruppersberger, and I'm here with...
I'm Betty Ruppersberger.
And we're very pleased to have you here with us and join us this afternoon. Just please keep in mind that we are live as a call-in radio program, so feel free to give us a buzz if you're on your way home or getting ready for dinner or getting ready to go out for the evening or just winding down from a busy week. And we are at 215-345-1570. And as always, Betty will open with a prayer.
And we're going to pray this prayer to St. Gerard. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O good St. Gerard, powerful intercessor before God, and a wonder worker of our day, I call on you and seek your help. You who on earth did always fulfill God's design, help me to do the holy will of God. Beseech the Master of Life, from whom all paternity proceeded, to make me fruitful in offspring, that I may raise up children to God in this life and heirs to the kingdom of His glory in the world to come. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today we're going to go back to our roots, and we're going to talk about NFP, or natural family planning. And more specifically, we're going to talk about some aspects of natural family planning that relate to marketing and promotion, a little bit about why natural family planning is not necessarily on the tip of everyone's tongue out there in the Catholic world or the Christian world, and a few ways that we may be able to promote it a little bit more effectively. Remember, we would like your input. We'd like your comments. We'd like any thoughts or ideas that you may have. As Betty always refers when she is talking to our pre-Cana groups, that NFP is one of the best-kept secrets of the Catholic Church. And so we'd just like to talk to you a little bit about a network that has been in existence now for almost 15 years in the Philadelphia area, whose predominant purpose and goal is to speak to natural family planning. This network is called the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, and we do have a website that's pnfpn.org. Stands for Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. And the PNFPN is a network of persons dedicated to the promotion of natural family planning. Our mission is to explain its practice, its effectiveness, its benefits, and its underlying moral principles as understood and taught by the Catholic Church. Since NFP is in accord with God's order of creation, we believe that couples that practice NFP have stronger, healthier, and more permanent marriages. We encourage all couples to consider natural family planning. The goal of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network is to promote NFP methods that require abstinence during the woman's fertile phase when seeking to postpone pregnancy for serious reasons. And this goal is to be accomplished by developing a network of NFP instructors, promoters, healthcare professionals, clergy, and user couples by distributing NFP literature and information, by sponsoring informational seminars for the general public, and by advertising and supporting NFP classes that are available in the Philadelphia region. The organization is not for profit. We do not have a large membership, although we do have 605 people on our mailing list. We only have about 20 paid members. We're not really expensive because it's only $20 a year to belong. We have quarterly newsletters that are called Life Cycles that are sent out to every member on the mailing list that are constantly promoting articles that discuss contraception, natural family planning. They give a listing of all of the NFP classes in the surrounding area. They talk about different aspects of natural family planning, advertise our conference, and give you links to websites. So that's part of the promotional information with respect to the PNFPN. Some of the conferences that we've sponsored since 2003, we've had conferences now for the last 10 years. One of them in 2003, our very first conference we started out, it was called The Facts of Life, Life with Natural Family Planning. Our speakers were Monsignor Thomas Scanlon, Barbara Rose, George and Eileen Finnan. We had some speakers from Generation Life who were just starting out that year. And we had the Manfredonias and Cardinal Bregali with his first year in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia came and celebrated Mass.
Our second year, 2004, the topic was Facts of Love, Bringing NFP into Parish Life. And we had for our speakers Father Paul Stenson, Father Tim Christie, Teresa Notare from the
Diocesan Development Program,
Father John Gabin, Father Jim Otto, Dominic Lombardi, Steve Boza, both from the Family Life Office in the Archdiocese, Michael and Lisa Ann Castagno, who are also NFP instructors. So we keep working this year after year, and we want this message to go out. We thank Holy Spirit Radio for allowing us to spread this message, because it's an important message.
2005 was really a kind of watershed year for us. We did Theology of the Body, the New Sexuality, and our keynote speaker was Christopher West. We also had Father Tim Christie, Father Jim Otto, Phyllis Stanton, and the most unique aspect of that particular conference was it happened to be the day that our beloved and blessed John Paul II passed away, and it was the first time we had ever had to move our conference to April because we couldn't get our venue in March. And so it was providential that we had our conference and our Theology of the Body talk and three different lectures from Christopher West. And those particular years, we had the funding and the opportunity to be able to audio and video record the lectures. And some of those talks are still available, and you can access them through pnfpn.org.
And in 2006, the topic was Authentic Catholic Healthcare. And for speakers, we had Father James Cassidy and Monsignor Kevin Mahan, Dr. Faith Daggs, Dr. Joseph Harry Hill, Dr. Rick Fitzgibbons, and Dr. Lester Ruppersberger. We've had some amazing speakers, haven't we? It's
pretty amazing.
When we go back and look at this.
This is the who's who of Catholic education and teaching in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
In 2007, we try to come up with clever titles. So we had Do You Want to Know a Secret? And as I mentioned, Betty's little favorite phrase, NFP, the best kept secret of the Catholic Church. And we had speakers Christina Barba, who's now the executive director of the Generation Life. We had Sister Sheila Galligan, who's on our board from the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, who teaches theology at Immaculata University. We had Father David Fernandez. We had Kristen Chacha. We had Judy Leonard, who's the director of the Family Life Office in Wichita, Kansas. And we had this young and upcoming Master in Business Administration, planner Greg Ruppersberger, who provided us with a marketing plan that we'll talk a little bit about later on marketing and natural family planning from a business point of view.
In 2008, we tried to gear this to another group, which was Marriage Prep in the Modern World. And our speakers were, again, Dominic Lombardi and Steve Boza, both from Archdiocese directors. We had Matt Pinto, who is the head of Ascension Press and has published many books. Michael and Lisa Ann Castagno, Kelly and Tom Imprimato, and Father Jason Wallace.
In 2009, we called our conference The Thrill of the Chaste. Do abstinence programs really work? And we had specifically that topic because our keynote speaker was Dawn Eden from down in Washington, D.C., who had written a book of the same title. We also had Judy Neild from Generation Life, Mark Kalk, who is also on this station and program and one of the co-founders of the King's Men. We had Dawn Eden, Jessica Bayer, who was one of the original... director of the Crisis Pregnancy Center, Bucks County Women's Community Center down in Bristol, and Matt Chaminski, her future husband-to-be.
And then in 2010, we had... this one was a huge one, I thought, and it was so informative. It was called The Bitter Pill, Truth About Hormonal Contraception. And our speakers were Dr. Les Ruppersberger, Father Philip Bokansky, Brian Gale, Teresa Cohard, and Dr. Angela Lanfranchi. And that was an amazing year because we spoke about the ills of contraception, which a lot of people aren't aware of, and we had medical documentation of everything that has been said, but it's just not getting out to the public, and the public have their ears closed because they don't want to hear the truth. I don't know, but it was quite an amazing day.
And we progressed in 2011 to the topic of marriage, a decision to love, NFP, and marriage prep. And we were talking about marriage prep and how NFP affects marriage prep. And we had Tara Plymouth from the Family Life Office. We had Bill Donahue, who teaches theology at Malvern Prep. We had Damon Owens, who is the director of New Jersey Natural Family Planning Network and founder of that organization also. So right across the river, we have another organization that is also promoting natural family planning. And we had Father Pat McCormick, and then Betty and I spoke. And then again, Cardinal Regali came and offered Mass at Our Lady of Good Counsel at the end of our day.
And then last year, we had Humanae Vitae through the lens of theology of the body. And this was another amazing, listen to me patting myself on the back.
Well, we had over 100 people in attendance.
It was absolutely beautiful. And we had wonderful speakers. Father Bransfield, Peter Colosi, who is a professor at the...
Seminary of St. Charles.
Father Tim Christie. We had Dr. Ruppersberger. We had Gene Matejic. And we had Dr. Kyle Biter. So we have had mostly all the heavy hitters in this world of NFP. We're not alone. There are many, many, many people, many learned people that are out there that want to promote this message. So if you're... want to give us a call? If you're an NFP user, or if you want to know more about NFP, or you just want to call up and join us in this talk today, give us a call at 215-345-1570. Let us know you're out there. and let us know that you support NFP. Or maybe you don't know about NFP, or maybe you don't even agree with it. Give us a call at 215-345-1570.
Now, just to give you a little bit of background, Betty and I are going to go back and forth with a couple of factoids about the differences between natural family planning and contraception, or what some people refer to as artificial birth control. And we'll just kind of go back and forth to try to give you a little bit of a kind of a balancing act. So in natural family planning, spouses give their whole selves to each other, and their love is total self-gift. And is that not the way that Jesus has called us to love one another and love our neighbor as ourself? And John Paul tells us that the best way that we can come to know ourselves is to give ourselves as gift to the other.
And on the artificial birth control side, spouses deliberately hold a part of themselves back from each other, either chemically or through barriers.
Of course, NFP, this is the short side, Betty gets the long side. NFP has no side effects.
And on the other side, the birth control side, the side effects include blood clots, stroke, high blood pressure, cancer, death, and other side effects.
Of course, NFP, how much does it cost? Well, pretty much it costs very next to nothing. You can call it a low cost, but realistically, the classes are very inexpensive. However, if you don't have the money, you can still take a class on what they call scholarship. The thermometers that we use in the symptothermal method are $8 to $10, and very little of your time. So there's very little cost involved at all.
The cost for artificial birth control. Well, normally if you were purchasing a prescription, would be about $60 a month. But the pharmaceutical industry, talk about cost, because if you're not paying for it directly, someone's making money on this. The pharmaceutical industry makes about $8 billion on artificial contraception. $8 billion per year. I mean, that is incredibly outrageous.
Yeah, Betty's looking at me with a little bit of incredulity,
like,
but when you think about the fact that there are 12 to 14 million women who are taking hormonal contraception annually in the United States, and on average, a pack of birth control pills branded, paid for by the insurance company, is $60, and you have to use it 12 months out of the year, it's $720, rounded off to $800 a year, and multiply that times 12 to 14 million, and you come up with a nice chunk of change, not including what's paid for sterilization procedures for vasectomies and tubal ligations that people undergo, which are thousands of dollars to the insurance companies. And so it would make one wonder, with the contraceptive mandate that is coming out of the Affordable Care Act, why all of a sudden, since all of these things have been traditionally paid for by insurance companies and covered, that now there is a governmental mandate that is mandating that these costs, your tax dollars, are going to now be paying for these particular services.
Wow. I think we're going to, I mean, that just blows my mind. $8 billion.
As another comparative, natural family planning is not just a means of responsibly postponing pregnancy, but it can also be used to achieve a pregnancy, since it pinpoints ovulation.
And artificial birth control is only used as a means of avoiding a pregnancy.
NFP is quickly reversible, so that you can flip from one month to the next, from postponing to achieving a pregnancy. And so there's no time frame where you have to wait for your fertility to come back, or anything to change, or have anything removed, or have anything reversed, or anything like that. You just have a change of of heart and a change of mind as a couple discerns prayerfully their responsible parenthood, and then they make that transition very easily.
And artificial birth control is not often easily reversible. You want to go into that a little bit?
Well, the sterilization and vasectomies are not reversible at all. I mean, the success rates with the surgical reversals are very, very low. And even with all the new technology, and a lot of people, you know, with the divorce rate being so high, there are a lot of women and men who will finish their two children by the time they're 30, have permanent sterilization, meet someone else by the time they're 35, get remarried, and then decide they want to have a new family to start with the new spouse, and then want their sterilization reversed. And again, that's paid for by insurance companies, but again, the success rates are very low. If you are coming off the pill, it may take several months for your periods to return. If you're coming off Depo-Provera, it can take 6 months to a year for your periods to return. If you have an IUD, you need to go to the doctor's office and pay a copay and have it removed. So it's not something that is inexpensive, and it's not something that's always successful, and it's not something that's immediate. So the reversibility factor is a difference in doing the comparison. NFP is non-invasive.
And artificial birth control often is invasive.
Charting for NFP provides information about reproductive health, including some causes of infertility.
And artificial birth control often masks or hides information about reproductive health and infertility, because women don't give themselves the opportunity to understand their fertility, to know they even have fertility before they even go on a contraceptive pill, because it's all about preventing births.
Natural family planning protects your future fertility.
And some methods of artificial birth control are harmful to future fertility. That is sterilization or artificial hormones that can cause cancer in the reproductive organs.
Natural family planning is a shared method of family planning. Both of the couple are involved, both the male and the female, and it fosters communication between the couple, which is one of the theories behind which the divorce rate is so low.
And artificial birth control often falls on just the woman and does not promote shared communication between the couple.
And natural family planning encourages awareness of one's body or natural bodily signs. You actually come to know the way God created you. You actually come to know your physiology. You know your cycles. You know your flow. Both of the couple understand and comprehend where they are. Another word for natural family planning is fertility awareness. You're aware of when you're fertile. You're aware of when you're not fertile.
And artificial birth control does not encourage awareness of one's body or natural bodily signs or their fertility. Doesn't even consider your fertility or understanding, you know, the process.
So with these negative comparisons, it would make one wonder why it is that such a huge group of young, healthy, intelligent people, predominantly women, would choose something that is invasive, expensive, not easily reversible, doesn't always work, has negative medical, potentially life-altering side effects, steroid hormones, consumed every day, suppresses your natural biological processes for years on end with minimal benefit, does not cure any disease, does not prevent any disease, does not prevent sexually transmitted infections, and yet natural family planning has none of those negative issues, and yet no one knows about it, and no one uses it. So you can see why Betty and I have this radio program, and we have this beacon of this Catholic message to go out into the world and let people know about this. For those of you who are listening, if you've not heard about it before, you need to not only hear about it from us, you need to go search it out, seek it out, go to websites like pnfpn.org, go to the USCCB and click on their Natural Family Planning link. Go to the last time you counted?
Yesterday I was on the internet and I pulled up Natural Family Planning. And I asked somebody to double check that number for me. 77 million websites now on NFP. I was shocked. Of course, I only went through about 10 pages because there's no way you could go through them all. And of course, you know, when you Google something, it's just anything that has those words in there. But the amazing thing, too, that we didn't bring up with NFP and artificial contraception, NFP is used in a marital union and in a loving relationship. And artificial contraception is not. Most people are using this outside of a marital union to prevent pregnancy. So, you know, they're compounding this with relationships that they have no intentions of keeping. So they're not just hurting their bodies, they're hurting their hearts. And psychologically, I really do believe that it could be harmful for them to constantly be aware that artificial contraception is not the end-all, be-all. But we have to understand, too, that we're in the second generation of the contraceptive mentality. It's 50 years since the contraceptive pill has been put on the market. And two generations are being given this message, and to try and turn that around is a difficult job for us. But if you practice NFP, if you understand NFP, if you're a promoter of NFP, don't stop. Keep promoting the truth, because that's what the real truth is about. And we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 215-345-1570. We're not crazy people. We are sitting here telling you the truth, a beautiful truth about natural family planning. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you Catholics, the Catholic Church, they don't want to believe in artificial birth control. There are great reasons. And one of the main reasons is because our church loves their people and they want them to be safe from harm and safe from heartbreak. And this is a great gift to you to understand your fertility in a loving relationship and a loving marriage. And that's what it's all about, building marriages and building families. Natural family planning is the greatest tool that you can give your marriage. Less than 2% of couples are divorced that practice NFP. Our divorce rate is really high. I think it's a great respect to your spouse if you practice NFP, because you both are on the same page and you're both being loving and caring toward one another and respectful to one another. And that's a great attribute to have in a marriage.
And if you're listening and if you've ever heard of NFP, give us a call. If you've ever heard of a homily on NFP, give us a call. If you use NFP, give us a call. If you don't like NFP, give us a call. If you think that NFP is a bunch of hogwash, give us a call. Give us a call and let us know that you're out there at 215-345-1570. This needs to be not the best kept secret of the Catholic Church. This needs to be the number one clarion call of the new evangelization. The theology of the body, the dignity of the body, the dignity of the person, the sanctity and the sacredness of life, all of that needs to be brought into the forefront of our culture and our society to support our families, our marriages, our foundation, and ultimately, believe it or not, our souls and our future destination, as you, if you will, as far as, you know, what happens to us by the choices that we make. And one of the interesting aspects Betty's going to present right now is a new study that just came out, and I'll let her tell you about it.
Yeah, this is really fascinating, and this comes from EWTN News. And it's a new study on Catholic women's interest in churches' contraceptive teaching. And a new survey of Catholic women's acceptance of the church's teaching on contraception shows that while they adhere to it, their adherence is not high. Young women are interested in learning more about church's beliefs on NFP. There are many Catholic women out there who don't fully accept the church's teaching, but are open to learning it. Now, again, I want to say that there's two generations of a contraceptive mentality. So hopefully we're turning some people around to understand the true meaning of life and love and marriage and family. And it all stems through NFP. Two-thirds of these women that are already involved in parish life are receptive and reachable. And this woman, Mary Rice Hansen, is a co-author of the report on Catholic women and contraception. The results are presented in the report, and the data that was gathered online on an online survey of more than 800 Catholic women ages 18 to 54. So according to the survey, only 13% of church-going Catholic women fully accept the church's teaching on family planning. 13%, that's pretty low. The figure rises more frequently with more frequent participation in Mass and confession. Acceptance of church teaching on family planning rises to 27% among those women who attend Mass weekly, and 30% among those who have gone to confession within the past year, in addition to weekly Mass attendance. So women that are going to Mass are understanding more about the teachings of the church on contraception and about natural family planning. 44% of Catholic women accept portions of the church's teaching on family planning. And a majority of those who accept portions of church teaching say that they would be receptive to learning more about those beliefs and how they can benefit them and their families. I truly, truly believe that most Catholics are not informed on this teaching. I really do believe that. And we need to get this word out more. Our family life offices, our priests, our deacons, our Catholic parishes, our precanas, our newly baptized babies, their parents, or pre-Jordan programs. This is your opportunity to get this word out on NFP, and we're not really doing a good enough job. At the same time, the survey reveals that 85% of Catholic women believe that we can be better Catholics. Even if they reject some of the church's teaching on human sexuality, they can still be better Catholics. In a related finding, 53% of those who rejected the church's teaching on contraception claim a personal right to decide about it. Now, there's a lot of personal rights. People don't want to follow the teachings of the church. They only want to pick and choose what they like. But this is a teaching. And if you want to be Catholic, we need to embrace all the teachings. Maybe you need to understand or try and learn a little bit more about the teachings that you don't agree with, because every one of those teachings, there's a reason for it, and there's a purpose for it. So most Catholic women are receptive to learning more about Catholic teaching on family planning, but more has to be done in the pews to understand those beliefs. And today's authors noted that one-third of Catholic women are mistaken about what the Church teaches on family planning and contraception.
Read that again.
The authors noted that one-third of Catholic women are mistaken about what the Church teaches on family planning and contraception. And they recommend that priests and deacons use Sunday homilies to teach their parishioners about human sexuality and other issues.
So if you're a priest or a deacon that's listening to this program, if you agree with that last statement, give us a call and let us know what kind of homilies and where you fit it in and what times of the year and what scriptures you may associate the homilies with. We're now coming up on one of the best seasons of the entire year for homilies about the sanctity of life and saying yes and purity with the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, with the Feast of the Nativity, with the young virgin saying yes to God's plan for life and love and bringing our Savior into the world, for a family coming together with Saint Joseph, and all the holidays that are coming up, the Feast of the Solemnity of Mary. All of those things in the next 6 weeks are all potential teaching moments for priests and deacons to take the scripture of that day and roll it into talking about the sanctity of life and the sanctity of family and the sanctity of birth and surprise births. Betty always likes to talk about surprise.
Unexpected
pregnancies. And your favorites are?
Well, I help at a crisis pregnancy center, and I want people to realize that all children matter. We're all born because God has created us. But unexpected pregnancies are special. And our Lord Jesus was an unexpected pregnancy to Mary. And John the Baptist was an unexpected pregnancy. And there's a whole litany of people that were unexpected pregnancies. I'm sure I was an unexpected pregnancy to my mother, since we were number 8 and 9 at her age of 40. And we are her gifts, and she knows that. So we have to really appreciate the fact that God has a plan for us. And our Catholic Church is not telling women and families and married couples that you should have as many children that you can possibly have. They're not telling us that. But a lot of Catholics think that in their mind. They're saying that we want you to be responsible parents. We want you to use natural family planning, understand your fertility, and you make that decision whether you're going to have children or not. But also, our author said in this study that 9 out of 10 women say their faith is very important to their daily lives. Many of them will be receptive to Catholic teaching, giving the right message and the right approach. I can't encourage our priest enough to present the Church's beautiful teachings gently and with conviction. And I can honestly say that if there is a priest or a deacon out there that is listening, or even a parish, someone from a parish that wants this message given, we know it's difficult. We know it's hard. People aren't comfortable. But if you need help with a presentation or an approach, you can call us at 215-345-1570. And we will help you. We will help you make this presentation in a loving, caring way and be able to speak the truth, not the negative, but the absolute beauty of your fertility and why we're here on this earth and what theology of the body has been given to us through John Paul II and the beauty of it all. It's important that we start giving these messages and helping people practice their true faith and to not pick and choose what they don't like, because their souls are involved here. And it's our family life is involved here. And we need to be more in tune to our Catholic teaching, especially in our world today. It's so ugly out there. and this is a beautiful teaching of our church that we're not utilizing.
Other contact information would be the aforementioned Philadelphia Natural Family Planning website link at pnfpn.org. There are multiple links. There is a description of what natural family planning is. There are talks from our previous conferences that you can download and listen. There are references. There is a list of upcoming natural family planning classes in the next 6 months. If someone's interested in taking a class, on the link is also the link to the Office of Life, Family, and Laity down at the Archdiocesan office, through which you can contact a speakers bureau where you can have someone come out and either speak at an RCIA or a pre-Cana or an adult ed program or an adult faith and formation program or any type of venue that you may have at your parish. And so there are no charges for these talks. Quite frequently, Betty and I are the ones that are two of the people on the Speakers Bureau that go out and do the talks. We love spreading this message. We love spreading the word. We love bringing that to other people. We understand that the majority of people that may be sitting in a congregation or an audience at any particular point in time may be already contracepting, and this is not something that they want to hear. They don't want to hear that what they're doing is wrong. We're not there to tell you what you're doing is wrong. We're there to tell you that there is something better and that there is something that is in concert with God's plan for life and love and what He has in mind. And if you call yourself a practicing Catholic, and you, to me, the definition of that is one who accepts the teachings of the Catholic Church. Well, we have mentioned many times on this program in the past that there are three religions throughout the world that do not accept contraception as something that is acceptable to teachings. One is the Catholic Church, one is the Muslim faith, and the other is the Orthodox Jewish faith. So if people were going to subscribe to the teachings of the faith to which they would belong, the church does teach this with the infallible arm of the magisterium of the church, which is the teaching arm of the church. So the mere fact that the Pope has not come out and pronounced it and said, I'm going to make an infallible statement right now, there are many encyclicals that speak to it, Humanae Vitae, Casti Canubi, Evangelium Vitae, Donum Vitae. All of these encyclicals in the last 80 or 90 years written by three or four different popes over that period of time all speak to the authentic and faithful teaching of the church, and they don't disagree with one another, and they're all in different times. So I think that, you know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church is another site or another location or another source of information where you can go and learn about it. But the amazing thing to me is that we are so totally blessed with having a Catholic radio station in this area that will be a beacon of light in the darkness of the world. And Betty and I feel so blessed and honored to be able to have the opportunity to come to you every month and talk to you about NFP and things about life and love and things for marriage and things for family. And so we invite you to contact us through holyspiritradio.org if you have a question, or go to the website at pnfpn.org, or call the radio station and leave a message, and the administrators here will get us that message. So again, we are live at 215-345-1570, coming to you from 1420 in Coatesville and 1570 up here in Doylestown. And we welcome any comments or phone calls you have. One of the earlier aspects that we referred to was the marketing of natural family planning, and we kind of wove this thread so that it would end up here. And the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, normally and traditionally designates the last week of July of every year as Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. And that week celebrates the release of the encyclical Humanae Vitae in July 25th of 1968 from Pope Paul VI, which is the simplest and easiest to read encyclical that I've ever seen in my life that speaks directly to the authentic magisterial Catholic Church teaching on why natural family planning is good and why contraception is intrinsically evil. And that week focuses on introducing people to the concept of NFP in general. And every parish and every priest and every deacon at every Mass during that entire week should be talking in some aspect or some terms about natural family planning. That week also brings us the feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne, the grandparents of Jesus. That week also brings us the feast of St. James the Apostle, the day and the date upon which the encyclical was released. The purpose of that week and the purpose of this type of education is to debunk the common misconceptions that have been attached to it. NFP is not rhythm. NFP is not Vatican roulette. NFP is not a roll of the dice. NFP is a scientific, biologically reproductive method that is reproducible, scientifically documentable, researched, authenticated, and is reliable and accurate, and is out there in many, many textbooks, many scientific articles, and many journals. It is an attempt to convince couples to use NFP in place of contraception. What would you have to lose? When we just gave you the comparison, what would you have to lose but try? You're not going to spend any money. You're not going to have any side effects. It's 98 to 99% effective, which is the same as all the other methods of contraception, a little bit better than some of the other ones. And so what would you, and it's a couple of hours of your time. And how much time does it take every day to do it, Betty?
Less time than it takes to brush your teeth. It takes a minute a day to take your temperature and chart it.
This,
1 minute.
This goal, this is a challenge, because the target audience that we're trying to aim this at, the childbearing couples, has already been at the receiving end of awareness campaigns that tell you, the first thing that these campaigns tell you is unregulated childbearing is heartless and it's negligent. And you're contributing to overpopulation of the world, and that you are not being responsible, and you need to block your fertility and accept your responsibility to the world and society. And if you don't, you're heartless and you're negligent.
And that message is terrible.
And the second message that they've been subjected to as that in order to avoid this irresponsible behavior, you need to use physical and chemical restraints on your reproductive faculties. And listen to the language, contraception, against life, barrier, protection, block, control. Why would you have to protect yourself from someone that you love? Why would you have to put a barrier between yourself and your spouse? Why would you have to block your fertility?
Well, and I'm blown away by the money. And I always used to say to my kids, who are we making rich? It's certainly not us. $8 billion a year on contraception? That's outrageous.
And that money goes towards spreading awareness. So they have slick professional TV ads, calendars, notepads in doctors' examination rooms that bear the logos of the latest product or a device. NFP doesn't have the backing of anybody. It doesn't have the backing of a huge industry. There's no lobbying group. It doesn't use the promise of increased income to doctors or the pharmaceutical company or anyone else for that matter. In a society where changes in healthcare organizations means that doctors have to see more patients in less time, training couples in the use of NFP becomes impractical because it requires a couple of training sessions and a couple of hours of your time and a level of commitment on the part of the teachers and the learners that's more time than it takes to write a prescription. So Satan is doing a great job, and he's winning the marketing battle, and we're losing the marketing battle. And we need to turn that around. If the use of NFP doesn't generate $1 billion to be spent on advertising, the flip side of it is free. Hello out there. It's free.
And it's healthy. It's healthy.
Doesn't cost anything. No monthly copays, no deductibles, no insurance coverage, no taxpayer assistance.
No side effects.
However, the studies that document and demonstrate the demographics of NFP users show that it's predominantly a population, most often white, Catholic, stably partnered, and college-educated, a population which, even in the times of recession, is not at the lowest end of the economic spectrum. While NFP has been associated with low divorce rates, good communication in marriages, and increased awareness of one's own fertility cycle, it's important to note that the causal relationships between these things go both ways. Communication, fidelity, and collaborative self-denial are prerequisites of NFP, even as improvement in those areas may well be the fruit. So the more that you communicate and the more that you're faithful and the more that you practice self-denial and self-control, the better you'll communicate, the more faithful you'll be, and the better your marriage will be, and the longer your marriage will last, and the better your family will be. So it just is an ongoing positive cycle. So how do you go about getting out into this public spectrum and promoting natural family planning in a world where divorce is rampant and single-parent households are common and advertisements for contraceptives permeate the airwaves right in the middle of primetime television in the afternoon and the evening when children are watching TV and their byproducts go out into the environment so that the birth of children is prohibited and advertised as not being accepted, and we have such a high abortion rate. I mean, imagine that if children were wanted, there wouldn't be any abortions. We wouldn't be doing 4,000 abortions a year. So I think that one of the best ways, and there was an article written on marketing natural family planning by Rebecca Owaz, who's a PhD and a fellow at the Human Life International, and she's a postdoctoral fellow in genetics and molecular biology at Emory University. And she says the best way to promote this and the best way to market this is to use standards and phrases like efficacy and failure rates and side effects. And Betty and I have tried to present that to you a little bit. You know, the efficacy, 98 to 99%. It's documented, ladies and gentlemen. It just is. It works. You know, don't listen to 75%. Don't listen to 80%. If you need the articles, if you need the information, you email us, you contact the radio station, you go to pnfpn.org. We will get you the information. You can read the article yourself. This is not smoke up your chimney that we're promoting here. The second thing, side effects. Has none. Just has no side effects because you're not doing anything.
Right.
It just doesn't have any side effects. So this approach works not only because this is the language of much of our culture. That's what how does it work? What's it cost? What's it going to do to me? Well, you know, is it green? Is it environmentally safe? Is it something that'll work? And the answer to all these questions is yes. So instead of having contraception, why would we not have NFP? And let's talk very briefly and say, let's not leave the conversation there. Let's just not leave the conversation in the world of science. Let's not just leave the conversation in the world of statistics and efficacy and effectiveness. Let's talk about what we're here for. This is a Catholic radio station. And so let's talk about where in this conversation the conception of a person with an immortal soul is labeled a failure. And that the letter P in natural family planning that stands for planning does not stand for prevention. Because we need to think about what God's plan is. So while advocates for NFP education point out that it can be used to help couples achieve a pregnancy as a balance for its more commonly referenced use of avoiding or postponing a pregnancy, it also bears pointing out that this goal has been successfully accomplished for thousands of years simply by increasing the frequency of attempts. The more frequently you become intimate with each other, the better chances you are that you might conceive, and underlying fertility problems cannot be fully diagnosed or treated through the use of natural family planning alone.
As we attempt to educate the world, beginning with ourselves, about the use of NFP, it helps to be mindful that Western cultures is already a chief exporter, not only of contraception, but of the perceived need of it. This is upsetting to me. Even as Melinda Gates pledges billions of dollars to increase contraceptive access to worldwide, often due in part to a religious or cultural norm. Amazing to me that our culture wants to spread this contraceptive mentality to the poor culture of the world who can't afford it, who already, you know, want to learn about their fertility. They probably know more about their fertility than we do. We could ever teach them. So it is amazing that our contraceptive pharmaceutical industry wants to spread themselves to the third world.
So as we wind down in our final seconds here, we'd like to thank you again for joining us. We'd like to ask you to please consider learning about natural family planning by either contacting the radio program at holyspiritradio.org or going to pnfpn.org. And Betty will close with a final prayer of Thanksgiving. We hope you enjoy a wonderful holiday and have a blessed family time together.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone, and thanks for listening to Catholic Radio.
And God bless.